House Bill 1157 has cleared the state legislature. The measure requires medical doctors to inform a woman who is undergoing a drug-induced abortion that she can stop the procedure by not taking a second pill. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray has more.
Drug-induced abortions can involve two pills. One is taken at the doctor's office, and a second one is often taken later at home. House Bill 1157 requires a medical doctor to tell a woman that if she changes her mind after taking the first pill, she can stop the abortion process by not taking the second pill. State Senator Brock Greenfield sponsors the measure.
Should the female decide that she has regrets relative to her decision, we just are asking that it be very clear that there is still a very real chance of a viable pregnancy and birth should she discontinue the process.
No one spoke against the bill on the state Senate floor, but in committee, opponents included medical doctors who say the bill forces them to violate the Hippocratic Oath. Opponents say the measure is not supported by medical research. The state Senate passed House Bill 1157 by a vote of 29-4. It goes next to the governor's desk. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.